The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth.
I'm Ariel.
Or wherever you are in the solar system.
Yeah, maybe they're listening from... Who knows where?
Right. Who knows where? That's a planet. Who knows where?
Who knows where?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
We finish each other's sentences.
And sometimes we actually listen to each other.
And we generally have a good time.
So, this is one of those times we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about burning a list.
Yeah, you can't have a good time if you're keeping a list.
Right. If you got a list of transgressions, you know, all the things they did wrong. Oh, my. You will never have a relationship with
him. Oh, let's talk about how to let that list fade away, which is also how to get the most out of this show.
Well, it involves getting into current time, into real time, not in the past, not in the future. And what will get you here is truly listening when you're listening. You know, most of us multitask. You know, we do other things when we're listening. So not really listening. We're thinking about what's being said and if it fits in with what we already agree to be reality.
I actually was guilty of that today. I was working a couple of times with different people, and I found in the midst of a conversation, because it was an audio conversation because I was on the phone, my attention got distracted by an email or something on my screen or something, my environment, and I missed part of what was being said. So I stopped the action internally and said, okay, wait a minute, could you please repeat that? And brought myself back to being here.
And that's all it takes, because, you know, your mind is a machine that will take you out of the current moment, out of where you are. It will distract you. It will take you other places. Things will stimulate thoughts about things you haven't done that are incomplete, and that'll take you away from present time. If you realize that you've gone away, you're already back. So no need to punish yourself for it.
In fact, that's really what you just said, Chai. That is the third principle. Once you see something, it's complete. It's over. There's no need to be hard on yourself for having left. You can just skip that part. Being hard on yourself is a little subset of keeping a list. It's as if, oh, no, I've done it wrong. Well, you can only do exactly what you've done. You can't go back and fix it, but you can compound it if you're being hard on yourself. So today, if you find yourself wandering, just bring your attention back. Allow this show to be like a vacation into the moment, a vacation from your mind and your thoughts and your projects and where you need to get to.
And if you truly listen to hear what's being said, rather than see whether you agree with it or disagree with it, or especially already know it. You know, Monday night, we had a young man who had done a series of workshops with some organization out there in the universe, and he was proving to me that he knew what I had to say even before I said it. It was a very interesting experience of his thinking he knew everything, and he knew everything. As we all seem to, but he was just an exaggeration of it. And I wish him well. But you can never discover what's possible when you think you already know everything there is to know. Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. So I just got a little note from my
engineer
that I still sounded far away.
Well, you probably were.
So I'm speaking louder now. So
closer to the microphone.
Yes. So there we go. Case in point, can't do two things at once.
That's right.
Yes.
You get lost doing something else.
Yeah. Let's talk about those three principles before we take our first caller who is patiently waiting. And it is a live show today, so if you want to call in, the number is 866-472-5795.
That's funny.
What?
He wrote there, L-O-L.
As in laugh out loud.
I know, but for me it looked like low.
Low, yes, see,
yes,
no reading, and.
Now he's saying, ha, ha, ha. We have an interactive engineer
today. That's very fun. So, three principles. First is.
Anything you resist, you get stuck with.
So
anything
that goes
you don't
on,
want, you get stuck with.
In other words, it goes on your list.
Anything you put on your list,
you get stuck
with. Now, if you say you want to have a relationship, and you've got this list of reasons why your partner, your relationship, is wrong, then you will never have a relationship.
And you can extrapolate that out to if you want to have a job that's satisfying, but you're creating a list of grievances, a list of complaints that you keep re-rehearsing, your job will never be satisfying. So what you resist follows you around.
And gets you on Judge Judy.
Second principle is things can only be exactly as they are in any given moment.
That's right.
They can either be a fact or a complaint.
Very good. I like that.
And it just depends on how you relate to it.
And here's the other thing. Talking about this list of transgressions that people usually have, you know, you couldn't have done it differently than you did. They couldn't have done it differently than they did. Maybe there's something called forgiveness out there.
Mm.
Where if you discover how to forgive yourself and your partner or your whatever, you can let go of that list.
Third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself. So, most of us are really smart. We are going to think, I would be better if I'm not a list keeper. Therefore, we'll try to not have lists, and then you hide them from yourself, and the lists grow. It's more about seeing things without judging it. So you see that you're holding a resentment, or you see that you have a repetitive conversation about something. You don't judge it. It completes it. Let's take our first call, shall we?
Let's. Jen, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
We're doing great.
Awesome. I actually have a question for you, or it's more of a, I'm feeling vulnerable. Okay, maybe I shouldn't preface that way. I'm editing myself now. I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
You said you're feeling vulnerable?
Yeah, I've been doing some online dating, and I went out on a date a couple weeks ago, a nice guy, and then we just stopped communicating with each other. And then I had another gentleman, email me Monday, and so I'm going to go out on a first date with him tonight. And
so what are you feeling vulnerable about?
Well, I don't know if it's vulnerable or it's like I really want him to like me, and
hey,
so I'm.
Well, you see, slow down for a minute. Look, I think that you've been starving, and by that I mean you're starving for a relationship, starving for love, and that's normal. If you're starving, you eat anything that comes along because you're starving.
Yes.
But what if you can relax a little bit and realize, because when you said this other guy stopped calling, good. It wasn't a fit anyway.
And if he's a nice guy, that's fine. That doesn't mean that the two of you
have chemistry.
Yeah.
Right.
See, you're looking to make it happen rather than allow yourself to date and discover somebody out there that feels really good to be with.
Hmm. Okay.
And hidden in what you said about last week's, or the person that was a nice guy that you dated and then you both stopped talking, or you just stopped, is a complaint against yourself. It's as if,
you
didn't reach back out to him, but somewhere it goes into the slot where you think you are less than desirable, or you it'll never work, or the lists that we keep about ourselves
are worse than the lists we keep about others.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how many successes you've had in your life, you will find reasons why you're a failure anyway.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yes, I do. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes.
So your mind is a machine that categorizes things to find you less than, so it can inspire you to move forward.
Okay.
Rather than allow yourself to realize how great you are. And the other thing is this, any guy who ends up with you is a lucky man.
Thank you, Shia. That's so sweet. Thank you.
But I'm not saying it to be sweet. I mean, you've been looking at your life. You've been smoothing out the rough edges so you can be more available to people.
And speaking on a personal note, because Shia and I know you, from my perspective, I adore hugging you. So somebody who's interested in a physical relationship with you is going to be fortunate, because you're just a very sensuous lady.
Thank you.
And that, my dear, does not go along with the story of Jen's life according to Jen's mind.
So let's go back to the list that you didn't even know you had that were recommending that you burn, that stressed at the beginning, because you said, I'm feeling vulnerable and I really want him to like me. You don't even know if you like him yet. I mean, what if he likes you and you're not finding him very, you just don't know, you haven't met him in person yet.
Right, exactly.
You're putting such a pressure on yourself.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, and I feel that, you know, because I've been coming to the workshops and I've been, you know, working with you guys for, you know, 4 years or 5 years, however long it's been. But, you know, we've talked previously in workshops and stuff like that about having this visceral feeling, and I have this feeling, and it's I don't know, it's just, it doesn't feel like me, you know. Because when I come to the work,
you now.
What doesn't feel like you?
What feeling that doesn't feel like you?
I get really excited, or I get maybe I'm judging myself for just not being relaxed or cool or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe you're getting really excited as enthusiasm for life. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
You know, you held back your interest in interpersonal relationship on an intimate level for a while, and that you're opening the door to that is very exciting.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You know, so that you're excited.
But when you say it doesn't feel like me, who's the me that you're trying to feel like or not feel like?
Well, you're right. It's something that I already know. I'm trying to put it into something I already know. So instead of experiencing it as the moment or, you know, what's coming, you know, up. So I get it. That's cool.
You know, something else just occurs to me. Shai mentioned Judge Judy. We watched Judge Judy sometime. We watched it the other day. And it's a, for those of you who've never seen the show, it's a
reality show.
A reality show with a woman who's a judge and people come to state their case. And Judy asked this woman, do you work? And she's like, no, but I'm looking for a job. And Judy said, really? And she said, well, yeah, I've had two interviews in the past few weeks. Like, that was a lot. And Judy snorted. And as that person said it, in her reality, it was like, well, you know, I'm really looking for a job, but in the, you know, I've had two interviews. When you're talking about
dating,
two dates, there's so much more that's possible, whether it's coffee with this person or email with that person, or you know, your sampling is still small, Jen.
Okay.
And you're coming from a scarcity of men. There are 7.3 billion people on the planet now, maybe 7.4 by now. And that's a lot of people. And if half of them are men, you could spend a second with each one of them and you would die well before you got to the end.
Got, yep.
And I guarantee you...
Just, and even if you live to be 100. So
in the Kansas City area, there are lots and lots and lots
of available men.
Hey, we need to go to a break. Can you come back with us?
Yes.
After the break?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I'm a little ahead of myself here.
We don't need to go to a break just yet.
Not just, well, I'm getting different messages here.
Yeah. Well,
before we go, let's just say this. We are doing the Art of Relating in New York City. It's on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. I'm inviting people to come because it's wonderful. If you discover how the art of relating to yourself and relating well, relating with everyone else becomes a breeze.
Right.
It's fun. It's easy. There'll be amazing people there. And
we'll have a good time. Come and join us.
Yeah, you're invited.
Yeah, we'll have fun together.
Excellent.
Okay, I think we can go to that break now.
Let's do it. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Hi. It's been a long time since we spoke to you last.
Yeah, really. We're not only doing the Art of Relating in New York City, early June, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. We're doing the Art of Being Happy
in Cambridge, England, on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
We're very excited about the courses. They've been so wonderful lately. I mean, not that they aren't always, but you're invited. You want to know more about what we're up to, you can go to our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Just letting our friends in who are considering or planning to come to our October courses in Hamburg, the early registration discount deadline is approaching June 2nd. It's the last day to be eligible for that. So if you're going to come, register today.
And get a discount.
Why not? Discounts are good.
Jen, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Excellent. So how you doing? Anything else?
No, I'm feeling really good. I'm glad I called in today to talk with you guys. It's always a pleasure.
Have fun tonight.
Okay.
Think of dates like a date, something sweet that you eat, as opposed to something that leads to hopefully something serious in the future.
I love it. That's awesome. Thank you. Perfect advice.
Well, excellent. We have another caller. Safia, you with us?
I'm here.
Hi. Where are you calling in from?
Right now I'm in Islandia. I'm on Long Island. I'm at work.
All right.
Islandia, Long Island. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Do you have a question?
What kind of list do you keep, Safia?
I've thought a lot about this, and I think the last time I really kept a list was when I was I'm divorced, and when I was married, I kept a list sort of in my head of everything that my my then wife did, and it was more sort of like, you know how you have like a list of like chores or whatever. Well, my list was kind of like things that she didn't do that I wish she did, and I just never really confronted her on. And I was very conscious of this list. And what's interesting is sort of like the transformed me doesn't do lists anymore. You know, I don't keep a list on myself. I don't keep a list on anyone else. And I feel kind of good about that. But the last time I did it was with her. And I think that it definitely was not good for me.
Well, I agree it was not good for you, but I'm not sure that you are finished keeping lists. I think you'd like to be finished keeping lists, but I don't think it's quite over yet.
I wouldn't expect it to ever be over.
That's why I say that.
I think the list keeping, that mechanism that each of us has, just gets more subtle.
Right. I agree with that.
Good.
I think my list might be more about like things that I want to do or accomplish. But with like I'm dating someone now, and I have to say that there isn't anything that I'm keeping a list on them for at all. But I do have a list on myself, and that might be more about just things that I've always wanted to do, or just tasks that I need to address. And I have to say that since I've taken the time management workshop, I've been really hacking away at you know, that list, that particular list.
Well, a list of things that you have put someplace so you don't forget to accomplish them.
We support you in having those lists. But we're talking about that list of complaints about yourself or about another or others. And our minds are machines that have been programmed to complain about the way it is. So
yeah.
If you think you're over your list keeping regarding the transgressions of yourself or others, then you're kidding yourself, because that never really goes away. It goes into abeyance, but it's on tap there if you're not vigilant.
Right.
Also, keeping a list with your partner, for instance, is not a failure. It is a symptom of already being upset.
Okay. See, when you're upset, you find fault with yourself and you find fault with others.
Yeah, I see that. I've definitely dated, I think the last person I dated, the person I dated before, the person I'm dating now, I kept a list on her, and it's sort of like, it was kind of like silly things like, you know, I wish she would clean up after herself or do dishes or be more organized. And I think that was, when I think about it, it was really more my list that I was just sort of
applying to her.
Yeah, I was just translating it to her. Like, maybe I want to be, you know, and I think that it governs, like, how I am. Like, I love doing dishes. So when I would see her not doing them, I would sort of think about it. And then now, like, whenever I see dishes, I just do them, even if I even want to do it when I'm in someone's house, you know?
Right.
Where I don't even live. So,
yeah.
Yeah, with her, with this past girlfriend, if I were to think about it, it was just more like being organized, you know, not making a mess, doing your dishes, just taking care of things. And that is something that is sort of on my mind sort of every day, is just, you know, the things that maybe, for me, I guess it might be things that sort of just keep me in check, maybe. Maybe it's always been there, but I guess it's something that I'm not really aware of, maybe.
What do you mean, keep you in check?
Keep me in check, like, you know, I should look right for work, and so I need to iron my clothes, I need to, you know, organize myself so these things happen, and if I don't, I can't do these things. Like, for instance, if I don't wash this shirt, I can't wear it, and then that's going to affect other things. And, you know, like if I need it, or in terms of attitude, if I don't, or work, if I don't answer this email, it's just going to end up, you know, biting me in the, you know, sort of like affecting my job.
So, yeah, that's true, Sathya, but it's really interesting. It's something that Shaya has been talking about to folks a lot lately, which I've really appreciated, is that there's a difference between actually doing the action, like reading an email and then replying to it, or talking to yourself about, I should reply to this because there will be
consequences.
So in a certain respect,
right.
it's like having a list of what you should do to be a better you, left over from the time when you were not fully engaged, as opposed to simply taking the action in the time frame that it is
The other thing, Sathya, when I'm in this conversation with you, I feel as though you want to be further along than you may be, or that you think
absolutely.
You should be further along. So it's like when we say things, it's not fully looked at. The response is a little quick, like, oh, I got that handled. You know, I don't have it handled. That my mind will find flaws with people, and it's interesting. Somebody once said something about somebody, and I found fault with that person because of something somebody else said. even though I liked that person, I started looking for the flaws. Our minds are fault-finding machines. Yeah. And they want to be right. And so they get a position and they want to be right about that position. And so they find evidence to support their position that they're right.
Right. Exactly.
We all have a mind. That's part of being human. Now the question is, can you observe it and not be it while you're observing it?
Right. Well, is that sort of like the term our mind is always trying to play tricks on us? Similar?
Don't know about that.
But you see, I'm smiling. And what I'm smiling about is how you're grappling with what I said and trying to fit it in with what you know.
Right.
Because I didn't hear Shia say our mind is trying to play tricks on us. Our minds keep lists. They want to be right. They're a fault-finding machine. It's not about playing tricks on you. It's that your mind is primed to find fault. And Shia and I have been together going on 34 years. And there are moments when a list will emerge, and there are moments and great stretches of time where there are no lists. But the mind can touch on that depending on whether or not we're centered.
And, you know, you are affected by the people around you. People who you interact with, psychically can connect with people and take on their point of view without even realizing you're doing it. So, when Ariel speaks to certain people, I can tell that she's spoken to them.
Because my facial set changes, my speaking cadence changes.
And her holding lists changes. My driving becomes in question.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
When you're centered, like, is it possible to not have a list at all? Is it even possible to go through life and not have the list?
Yes, but you have to give up your preferences.
Okay.
Because, see, if you have preferences, then people will run counter to those preferences. And then they'll fall onto the list of transgressors.
Right.
So if you have a preference for something, then you are a mark to keep lists.
Okay. I think...
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
You asked that question of me. So it implies something about gender.
Right.
And...
It's not about not having lists. It's about getting interested in those that you have without judging what you see.
It's about seeing the sorting mechanism of your mind.
Mm.
And it, for most of us, our minds sort by gender.
So
they sort by gender. Mm.
Yeah.
Before we end with you, I want to go back to the person you're currently dating. You say you don't keep a list with her. You will.
Yeah.
Of course you will.
I think it's mainly because we just started dating, so maybe you're right.
Yes, and I tell you something, you already have lists, but they're overridden by the good points.
And the newness.
And the newness, yes.
And in fact, you have a list
the love drugs.
Your list is, yes, love drugs. See, it's a good relationship. I don't have a list. You know, that is a form of a list.
It's in the realm of change. Good, bad, right, wrong. rather than, see, look, our whole technology is based in seeing what is without judging it. You know, observation without self-reproach. Hey,
we have a couple
of callers, so
okay.
Hanging on the line.
We really appreciate your calling in. It was fun, at least for us.
Thank you so much.
And look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, man.
I love talking to you both.
Thank you. Okay, we have Efren on hold.
Let's take him. Efren, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Where are you calling from today?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
So nice to spend lunch with you today.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, we'll try one more time. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from New York, New York.
All right.
The Big Apple. Okay.
The Big
what
Apple.
What can we do for you?
So nice they named it twice.
So nice they named it twice? Okay. What can we do for you, Efren?
So, you know, I'm sure I'm like a lot of folks that call in. I've thought about what I'm going to say, but I've been inspired by your earlier call. So it's sent me in a somewhat different direction. And,
okay.
Thinking about your first caller and talking about dating and feeling vulnerable, what it reminded me of is I do a fair amount of sales, and this can be anything from cold calling to more appointment-type sales, but there's always an element of rejection in that. Not everyone wants my brand. Not everyone wants to order my brand right away. And I find that that's a list. You know, I've got this list of transgressions about, you know, the stores that did me wrong or the buyers that did me wrong.
Right. Beautiful. I love it. I want
one element of it.
But because we have to go to a break right now, but I love what you're talking about.
Really?
And we'll talk with you more about it as soon as we come back from the break. So
I'll be right
back.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Once again, we want to remind you that we are doing the Art of Relating in New York City on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. And you should bend over backwards to get there.
Yeah, the more we're talking with people today, we realize that when you relate well with yourself,
and that trickles down to how you relate to your life and how you relate to others, and it makes relationship, you know, the same root, relationship, it makes relationship a possibility. But first you have to discover how to relate well with you, and that's what the weekend is about.
Also, our latest book, Practical Enlightenment, is out in 3 different languages, English, Spanish, and German. And we're running a special now for anybody who wants to come to a Monday night alive or in New York City, or who wants to come to an international call, that if you get the book and you review it up on Amazon, bring proof of review, you can come to one of our evenings at half price. So, basically, you get the book virtually for free. So, I recommend it. If you want to know more, you can, again, find more about everything we're doing up at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And we're speaking with Efren.
Efren, I love what you said about keeping a list about people who've done you wrong.
Right. That is so brilliant. We didn't even take that into account, but it is so true.
I'll tell you, one of the things I love about that is we learn that perspective or develop that perspective when we're really young, when we're the center of our own universe, and mom or dad won't let us get that candy, and then they've done us wrong.
And they go on our list, and we gather proof for how they're wrong and how they're doing it wrong. And when we grow up, we won't be that way.
You know, and from a kid's perspective, you can't see the bigger picture. Like, maybe they don't have enough money in the bank account and they're trying to stretch it to be able to cover the bills for the week. Or maybe you get sick if you eat that. Or they're planning dinner or whatever the whole picture is around them, that they don't have to pay for your cavities. In our perspective, it's just unfair, and you're mean. And when you said it, it had that kind of cadence from when we were youngsters.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to couch it, is what's their point of view in this? And I think you've used this term before, your bratty nature, and I can definitely see that. You know, it's my bratty nature behaving in that way when you're absolutely right. There may be financial issues or other issues involved in someone saying no that have nothing to do with me.
Right. And you've trained yourself over a lifetime to hold grudges against those people who say no to you.
And it hasn't made me terribly happy.
No, it can't make you happy.
I love that you stopped to think about that. It was like, yes, it doesn't make you terribly happy, but that doesn't matter.
No, the mind, it doesn't matter whether or not you're happy. You get to be right. And right is more important than happy. Right is more important than love. Right is more important than relationship. Right is everything to your mind. And there's no fun there. There's no spontaneity there.
That's a great way to look at it.
You know, I find that people who I do business with or use for services, who are patient with me when I don't have a need or desire for their product, are the people I tend to have the most loyalty toward, because they haven't taken my not needing as a rejection. So even when you say there's a lot of rejection implied in it.
Yeah, but you see, I think you reject yourself regularly.
Hmm.
See, it's a mechanical way of relating to life, that when things don't go your way, you offend yourself with it rather than just notice, I wanted this and this didn't show up.
Yeah, a person.
That's a great way to put it.
You know, a person taking your product or not wanting your product at this time is not about you.
Mm-hmm. But I know that you're a new startup in your business, and you're promoting your product, and you want to look good for the people that you work with. So every no is held as a failure rather than a not now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly the way I see it.
Well, maybe it's time to change your point of view so you can see that the no's are just as good as the yeses. Go for the yeses.
I hear you.
And you're thinking a lot, but aside from that, in dating, it's the same thing. Go for the yeses. They buy more product.
I agree.
Excellent.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We have another caller on the line holding from Germany. So
we're going to take her.
Yes.
Lovely speaking with you today.
Thank you for taking me. I'm glad I got through.
Excellent. All right. We have Katya holding. You with us, Katya?
Hey, Ariel. Hi, Shaya.
Hey, Katya.
Nice to hear your voice.
Hey, it's so lovely to hear your voice. It's so great. I'm really happy that I'm calling in.
Excellent. Good. What can we do for you?
Yes. Well, I finished last week dating guy, or we finished our relationship more or less. Well, I finished it because his wife was coming back and he wanted to go on with this relationship of three, and I said, no, I'm not available for a relationship of three. And this, I feel pretty good about this choice, and I feel like freeing and more energy. And what I discovered was during this time, during the last month we were dating, I could see how I kept myself away from doing, for example, working, or I was not that alive at my working place, and I could see it, but I didn't stop it. And I wanted to ask you how can I handle with this easier, or did I stop it, or just see it and go on? And
Katya,
I saw it, and it was not possible to
Katya,
stop myself. I don't know. That's what I wanted to ask you.
Katya.
Yes.
I'm a little confused by your question.
Yes.
So
okay.
Stop me again and just tell me, what is the point of the question?
What is the question?
Okay. I discovered myself that I'm, while I was dating this guy, that I was more interested in getting his news or emails instead of, for example, working, or I kept
right.
myself away from the thing which was actually in front of me.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Were you listening at the beginning of the show?
I'm sorry, I couldn't, but I will. I was on the bicycle, so.
Okay, no worries. So we're going to go back now, and we'll come back around to what we were talking with Jen about. You're hungry. So it's when you're hungry and you're riding your bicycle.
So you're hungry for love, for affection, for relationship.
So if you are physically hungry, like you hadn't eaten a meal in 3 days, and you're riding your bicycle, to use your example, down the street, you're going to keep being distracted by all the restaurants or places where
food
is available.
Yeah.
So if this person you are dating is your only potential source of love, interest, physical affection, the emails come in and you're going to be distracted.
Yeah.
The other thing
is this.
Could you tell me why did I allow this?
I can't tell you why you allow anything. You could tell you that, but that's irrelevant. What's relevant is you're not looking to date. You are looking to create a relationship, to have a relationship, a marriage, not a date.
Okay.
Because if you're looking to date, you'd find other people to date with also.
Yes, I stopped this. That's right. Because he was so fascinating. But on the other hand, he was not a clear commitment. And I was more working on this commitment, and instead of looking and dating, yes.
Look, Ariel said something about dates. Dates, the fruit dates. They're sweet and they're fun to eat. You have not been dating like dating is fun. You've been trying to seriously have a relationship, a commitment.
But at the same time, you're setting yourself up not to have one. Getting involved with anybody who is married is a sure way to create drama. I mean, clearly, there are a number of people in our community who are in the process of getting a divorce, and the details of it take time to wind through the process of making the separation legally finalized. I'm not talking about that, but if from at least what you say, this gentleman you were dating wants to get back with his wife, this is not a separation that is moving toward divorce. This is somebody who's wandering around through discovering what they want. So if you're trying to turn that into a commitment,
it's not going to happen.
Yes.
And what we said to Jen applies to you. We said there are 7.3, maybe 7.4 billion people on the planet. Then half of those, if half of them are men, there's more than 2 billion men out there. Now, I know in Hamburg, Germany, there may not be that many. There may be only 200 or 300,000 available men.
Yes. And can you tell me, I get this, but I question one question. Can you tell me why didn't I cancel it earlier? So
you want us to work on you the way you work on yourself.
And we don't work on people.
We're not problem solution oriented.
And why is a crooked letter?
Yes.
It's of no value to know why. It's better to transform than know why you're screwed up.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to analyze the past to be a better you in the future, and that is change.
And we don't do change.
When you get here in this moment, things take care of themselves. It was perfect what you did. This guy was a perfect placeholder. And now there are other possibilities, including that we need to end the show today.
Right now.
Because here we are.
So thank you for calling in.
I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry that we can't tell you why you've done what you did. Because I don't really care.
But I can tell you a way out, and that is the theme of next week's show, which is
being of service.
We'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back. And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.